الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يوفقني ويوفقكم لما يحبه ويرضاه، وأن يرزقنا حسن النية وحسن الختام. كان أمس آخر ما ذكرناه أبيات لبيد ابن ربيعة في القدر التي كان يحبها سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه. The last thing we mentioned yesterday were the verses of Labid ibn Rabi'a رضي الله عنه pertaining the issue of Al-Qadr, that our master Umar رضي الله عنه used to like. ويشبه ما قاله لبيد أبيات قالها الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه. Similar to what Labid said, verses of poetry that were said by الإمام الشافعي. قال فيما رواه أو روى البيهقي عن الشافعي رضي الله عنه أنه قال حين سئل عن القدر: ما شئت كان وإن لم أشأ، وما شئت إن لم تشأ لم يكن، خلقت العباد على ما علمت، ففي العلم يجري الفتى والمسن، على ذا مننت وهذا خذلت، وذا أعنت وذا لم تعن، فمنهم شقي ومنهم سعيد، وهذا قبيح وهذا حسن. البيهقي narrated from Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i رضي الله عنه that he was asked about Al-Qadr. When he was asked about that, he said four verses of poetry are the verses that I already mentioned. قال الشافعي في هذه الأبيات كما هو ظاهر فسر الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه القدر بالمشيئة. As it is clear in these verses, الإمام الشافعي, may Allah raise his rank, explained or defined القدر to be the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. سمعها منه تلميذه الربيع ابن سليمان المرادي, his well-known student الربيع ابن سليمان heard these verses from الشافعي رضي الله عنه. قال
كانت قلت بيطلعوا بلاها. تؤمى بخيعينات. يا حاج
قال الإمام الشافعي: ما شئت كان وإن لم أشأ. الإمام الشافعي said ما شئت كان وإن لم أشأ, أي ما شئت يا الله, ما أردت في الأزل حصوله كان, أي حصل, وإن لم أشأ أنا حصوله. It means whatever, oh Allah, whatever you willed eternally to happen shall happen, even if I do not want it to happen. وما شئت إن لم تشأ لم يكن. الذي أنا أريده إن لم ترد يا رب حصوله لا يحصل. As for what I want to happen, if you did not will for it to happen, it shall not happen.
خلقت العباد على ما علمت,
أي ما علمت أنه يكون, خلقته في الوقت الذي شئت فيه أن يكون, وعلى الحال الذي شئت أن يكون عليها. He continued to say, whatever, O Allah, that is, whatever you knew eternally, it will, whatever, whomever you knew eternally that will exist, you created him the way you knew that he will, with the attributes which you knew eternally that he will be attributed with.
ففي العلم يجري الفتى والمسن.
الشاب والكبير في السن لا يجري منهما إلا ما علم الله أنه يجري. ففي العلم يجري الفتى والمسن. الشاب والمسن لا يفعلان إلا ما علم الله تعالى منهما أنهما يفعلانه. Both young people and old people do not do except what Allah knew eternally that they will do.
على ذا مننت وهذا خذلت.
يعني بعض الناس يا رب أنت مننت عليهم, أنعمت عليهم بنعم كثيرة فجعلتهم طائعين, وبعض الناس خذلتهم فجعلتهم عصاة. وهذا أعنت وذا لم تعن. وبعض الناس يا رب أعنتهم على ما يريدون, وبعض الناس لم تعنهم على ما يريدون. من أعنته على ما يريد يحصل منه ما يريد, ومن لم تعنه على ما يريد لا يحصل منه ما يريد.
He continued to say, O Allah, you endowed endowments upon some people so they are pious. And some you did not will for them to be guided, so they became misguided. Some people you helped them to get what they want, so they get what they want. And some people you don't help them to get what they want, so they do not get what they want.
فمنهم شقي ومنهم سعيد ومنهم قبيح ومنهم حسن.
So among the people there are, يعني بين الناس يوجد من هو الشقي ومن هو السعيد. الشقي من شاء الله له أن تكون خاتمته على الكفر والعياذ بالله تعالى, والسعيد من شاء الله له أن تكون خاتمته حسنة. الناس قسمان على حسب مشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى, منهم شقي ومنهم سعيد، منهم حاله قبيحة ومنهم حاله حسنة، على حسب ما شاء الله تبارك وتعالى. He ended by saying, so among the people, there are people who would have bad ending. That is because you, Allah Ta'ala, willed for them the bad ending. And some people who would have good ending. That is because you, Allah Ta'ala, willed for them good endings. Some of them will have a bad status. They will act in a bad way. And some of them will act in a good way. أبيات الشافعي رضي الله عنه هذه فيها كلام واضح في أن مشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى نافذة، وأنه لا يحصل من العبد خير ولا شر، حسن ولا قبيح، إلا بمشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى. These verses of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i are very clear that whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and that the person, the human being, does not do a good deed except if Allah willed for him to do this deed, and does not do a bad deed except if Allah willed for him to do this bad deed. They are very clear on this issue. MashaAllah. فتبين بهذا أي بكل ما سبق أن الضمير في قوله تعالى يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء يعود إلى الله لا إلى العبد كما زعمت القدرية. بعض الناس قالوا قول الله تعالى يضل من يشاء، الضمير في يشاء يضل من يشاء، يشاء فعل مضارع، فاعله ضمير مستتر، تقديره هو، يرجع على. بعضهم قال الضمير الذي هو فاعل يشاء يرجع على العبد، يعني العبد إذا شاء الضلالة لنفسه يضله الله، هكذا فسروا الآية، والعبد إذا شاء لنفسه الهداية يهديه الله، يهديه الله، هكذا فسروها، وهذا باطل. بما تقدم تبين أن هذا باطل، مشيئة العبد تابعة لمشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى، وليس مشيئة الله تابعة لمشيئة العبد. From the aforementioned, what we mentioned before, it becomes clear that the 93rd verse of Surah An-Nahl, يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء, it does not mean, as some people who deny Al-Qadr said, that whomever wills for himself to be misguided, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not guide him. And whomever willed for himself to be guided, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala helps him to be guided. Some misguided people interpreted the verse as I mentioned, and this is wrong. What we mentioned previously stands proof that this interpretation is a wrong interpretation. وَيَشْهَدُ لِبُطْلَانِ كَلَامِهِمْ آيَاتٌ أُخْرَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. What stands to the invalidity, what proves the invalidity of the interpretation is other verses, are other verses from Al-Qur'an Ta'ala, from Al-Qur'an.
كما في قوله تعالى إخبارا عن سيدنا موسى إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء. يعني يا رب هذه فتنتك، هذا بلاؤك واختبارك، إن هي إلا فتنتك، هذا بلاؤك واختبارك، بهذا البلاء والاختبار أنت يا ربي تضل من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء. فهذه الآية صريحة في أن من شاء الله له الضلالة يضله الله، ومن شاء الله له الهداية يهديه الله، لا كما فسر المعتزلة تلك الآية.
An example of that is the verse 155 of Surah Al-A'raf. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكَ تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ.
This verse expresses what Prophet Musa made as a supplication at one moment. He said, O Allah, it is your test with which you make whomever you willed for him to be misguided, misguided. And you make whomever you willed for him to be guided, a guided person. So in this verse, it is clearly mentioned that whomever Allah wills for him to be misguided, Allah will make him misguided. And whomever Allah wills for him to be guided, Allah will make him guided. Not like the Mu'tazila falsely interpreted the previous verse. So this verse stands as a proof that their interpretation is wrong. هذه الآية أو هذا الكلام قاله سيدنا موسى لما أخذ 70 من قومه، أفرد 70 من قومه ليدعو الله تبارك وتعالى، فأخذتهم الرجفة، فقال كلاما من جملته هذا الكلام. This statement was mentioned by Prophet Musa when he chose 70 people among his followers to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the earth shook. So he made a supplication, and among what he said were these statements. فإذا ما قاله عند فالعقيدة الصحيحة أن مشيئة العبد تحت مشيئة الله وليس العكس. So the proper belief is that the will of the slave is under the will of Allah and not vice versa.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله وكذلك قال الطائفة ينتسبون إلى أمين شيخه الذين زعيمهم اليوم عبد الهادي الباني الذي هو بدمشق فقد جعلوا مشيئة الله تابعة لمشيئة العبد حيث إن معنى الآية عندهم إن شاء العبد الاهتداء شاء الله له الهدى وإن شاء العبد أن يضل أضله الله فكذبوا بالآية وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله. Similarly, the author said, similarly, a group of people who follow a person called Amin Shaykhu, who lived in Damascus, and nowadays the head is called Abdul Hadi al-Bani. These people claimed that the will of Allah is under the will of the slave, because they misinterpreted the verse and they said that it means if the human being wills for himself or wants to be guided, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills guidance for him. And if the human being wants to be misguided, Allah wills misguidance for him. So they belied the verse, the 29th verse of Surah At-Takwir, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, which means you do not will except if Allah wills for you to will. You do not will something except if Allah wills for you to will it. هذه الآية وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ فيها إثبات عقيدة أهل السنة والرد على الطائفتين الجبرية والقدرية. This verse clarifies the belief of أهل السنة, the creed of أهل السنة, and refutes both groups, those who الجبرية and the second group القدرية. أما الجبرية فيزعمون أن العبد ليس له إرادة. As for the first group, Al-Jabriya, they claim that the slave does not have a will. قام زيد عندهم مثل جرى الماء. For them, the act of standing up done by so and so is like the running of the water. جريان الماء بغير إرادة من الماء وقيام الشخص بغير إرادة منهم عندهم. According to them, the running of the water is without a will on the side of the water, and likewise the standing up of the human being is without a will on the side of the human being. وهؤلاء كذبوا الدين وكذبوا الحس. These people belied the religion and they belied also, they went against what's sensed, what's known by the senses. What's experienced by the senses. لأن كل واحد منا يجد فرقا ضروريا بين ارتجافه من البرد التي هي حركة بغير إرادة منه وبين تحريك يده بإرادة منه. كل واحد يجد فرقا ضروريا عندما يكتب مثلا. Each one among us finds a difference, feels, experiences a difference between when one shivers out of cold, for example, without his will, and when one moves his hand while writing, for example, willingly, intentionally. There is a difference which is known, experienced by the senses. يوجد فرق يحس به كل أحد. الفرق أن الكتابة بإرادة وأن الارتجاف من البرد بغير إرادة. The difference is that writing occurs with the will of the person and shivering from the cold occurs without the will of the person. فكل واحد يعرف أن الإنسان له إرادة. So each one knows that the person has a will, experiences that, each one experiences this issue that the person has a will. وأما الطائفة الثانية القدرية فقد أنكروا القدر. As for the second group القدرية they denied القدر. قالوا أفعال الإنسان الاختيارية يخلقها الإنسان ولا يخلقها الله تبارك وتعالى. They said the intentional actions of the slave, the actions that one does them intentionally, are created by the slave and not by Allah تبارك وتعالى. قالوا فإذا شاء ومشيئة العبد الشر ليست بمشيئة الله تعالى. They said if one of the slaves wills to do a bad deed, this will from him does not occur with the will of Allah. وَإِذَا عَمِلَ الشَّرْ فَلَيْسَ بِمَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ. And if he carries out this deed, if he does this deed, then this deed occurs without the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. هؤلاء يقال لهم القدرية. These people are called القدرية. الفريقان ضلال عقيدة أهل السنة بينهما. The two groups are misguided and went to the extreme. The creed of أهل السنة is in between of these two creeds. لا ينفي أهل السنة عن العبد المشيئة لكن لا يجعلون مشيئته غالبة لمشيئة الله. أهل السنة they do not say that the slave does not have a will like الجبرية, but on the other hand they do not claim, they do not say that the will of the slaves has priority over the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى as القدرية say. إنما يقولون العبد يشاء لكن مشيئته تحت مشيئة الله. Rather they say the slave has a will but his will is under the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. كما في هذه الآية لا يشاء إلا ما شاء الله له. As it is mentioned in the aforementioned verse, the slave does not will except what Allah willed for him. فإن حاول بعضهم أن يستدل بآية من القرآن لضد هذا المعنى, لضد المعنى الصحيح الذي ذكرناه, قيل له القرآن يتصادق ولا يتناقض, فليس في القرآن آية نقيض آية. يقال له لا تضرب القرآن بعضه ببعض, آيات القرآن يعضد بعضها بعضا ولا ينقض بعضها بعضا. If one of them tries to support his ill claim with a verse, another verse from Al-Quran, any verse of Al-Quran, with a verse from Al-Quran, then we tell this person, Do not do that, because the verses of Al-Quran do not go against each other. They support each other. فَلَا يَكُونُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ آيَةٌ يُنَاقِضُ مَعْنَاهَا الْمَعْنَى الصَّرِيحِ لِلْآيَاتِ الَّتِي ذَكَرْنَاهَا. So there is no verse in Al-Quran that carries a meaning that contradicts the explicit verses that we mentioned that stand as a proof that whatever Allah willed to be shall be. وليس هذا من باب الناسخ والمنسوخ. يعني لا يمشي أن يقول طيب فيها الآية نسختها آية أخرى, لأن النسخ لا يدخل العقائد, العقائد ما فيها نسخ. لو دخل النسخ العقائد لكانت العقيدة المنسوخة باطلة, وهذا لا يكون. النسخ لا يدخل العقائد. If such person tries to say okay, there is a verse that says or that means whatever Allah willed to be shall be. But after this verse was revealed, another verse was revealed that has a meaning different than that, that abrogated the previous verse. We reply, this cannot be, this does not occur, because abrogation does not apply to the issues of the creed. The abrogation applies to the rulings pertaining to the doings. It is permissible to do that, it is not permissible to do this. As for the creed, the abrogation does not apply to them. Because had the issues of the creed been subject to abrogation, this would mean that the abrogated creed is false, and this would be attributing lying to the religion, which is not permissible. النسخ يدخل على الآيات المتعلقة بالأعمال بالأحكام العملية، أما العقائد فلا يدخلها النسخ، وإلا لأدى ذلك، لو كان يدخلها لأدى ذلك إلى نسبة الكذب إلى الشرع، وهذا محال، أي ووجود الكذب في الشرع محال. ثم إن النسخ لا يدخل في الأخبار، النسخ لا يدخل على الأخبار، لأنه لو كان يدخل على الخبر لكان معناه أن الخبر المنسوخ كذب، إنما يدخل النسخ في الأحكام. Moreover, abrogation is not applicable to شو الأخبار؟
تلين
شو اسمه؟ to describing a fact or telling a story. Abrogation is not applicable to that, because if these issues were subject to the abrogation, this would mean that the abrogated news is a lie. And in the religion there are no lies. So the abrogation does not apply to the news. النسخ يدخل على الأمر والنهي. What is subject to the abrogation are orders to do things or to avoid things. This is what can be abrogated. لِأَنَّ النَّسْخَ بَيَانُ انْتِهَاءِ حُكْمِ آيَةٍ سَابِقَةٍ بِحُكْمِ آيَةٍ لَاحِقَةٍ. Because abrogation means when a verse abrogated another verse, this meant that applying the abrogated verse get to an end, reached an end, and now the abrogating verse is the one which would be applied. This is what the abrogation means. And this does not apply to the news or to the issues of the creed. واضح, is it clear? إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? Whichever news, yes. Whichever news. وواضح عندكم أن النسخ كان في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وبعد وفاته لا نسخ. And it is clear for you that abrogation would occur during the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. After his death, that's it. There is no abrogation anymore. لأنه هو الذي كان ينزل عليه الوحي. Because he was the one who received the revelation. على أن هذه الفئة لا تؤمن بالناسخ والمنسوخ. Although that this group following Amin Shaykh do not believe that among the verses of Al-Quran there are some that are abrogated and some that are abrogating verses. ولهم شذوذ. هذه الجماعة لها شذوذ غريب. They have strange strange deviation. يفسرون قوله تعالى وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها. يقولون أي علمه أسماء الله الحسنى. The verse of Al-Quran, the 31st verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, which means Allah taught Prophet Adam the names, all the names. They interpret that to mean that Allah taught Prophet Adam the names of Allah only. That's it.
فقيل لهم لو كانت الأسماء هي أسماء الله الحسنى لم يقل فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم بل لقال فلما أنبأهم بأسمائي فانقطعوا. لكنهم يصرون على جهلهم وتحريفهم للقرآن. يعني لو كان ما علمه الله تعالى لآدم أسماءه لما قال الله فلما أنبأهم, أي أنبأ آدم الملائكة بأسمائهم, أي بأسماء من؟ بأسماء الأمور. لا سكتوا, ما عندهم جواب, لكن يصرون على الجهل. They were faced, these people, they were faced by the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى, the 33rd verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, which means when Adam told the angels about the names of the different things, they were told, if your interpretation is correct, then Allah would have not said بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, which means the names of the different things. Rather, what would be mentioned in Al-Quran when Adam told them about the names of Allah, about my names, not about the names of everything. They didn't know how to answer. They got silent. But they insist on the ignorance and misguidance. Subhanallah. They adhere. They are stubborn in this misguidance that they follow. ما شاء الله. وروى الحاكم رحمه الله تعالى أن علي الرضا بن موسى الكاظم كان يقعد في الروضة وهو شاب ملتحف بمطرف خز, فيسأله الناس ومشايخ العلماء في المسجد. علي الرضا هو ابن سيدنا موسى الكاظم الذي هو ابن سيدنا جعفر الصادق الذي هو ابن سيدنا محمد الباقر
الذي هو ابن علي زين العابدين، الذي هو ابن سيدنا الحسين، الذي هو ابن سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب. هذا هو علي الرضا، إمام كبير من الأئمة. كان يقعد في الروضة عند مسجد عند قبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، وهو شاب ملتحف بمطرف خز، يسأله الناس ومشايخ العلماء في المسجد. المشايخ الكبار في السن من العلماء يأتون إليه يسألونه، وهو شاب لسعة علمه وتقواه. فسئل عن القدر فقال: قال الله عز من قائل: إن المجرمين في ضلال وسعور، يوم يسحبون في النار على وجوههم ذوقوا مس سقر، إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. فأجاب بهذه الآيات من القرآن. معنى كلامه: كل شيء، الطاعة والمعصية، الإيمان والكفر، الله خلقه بقدر، بمشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى وجد. ثم قال الرضا: كان أبي يذكر عن آبائه، يعني أبي موسى الكاظم كان يذكر عن أبيه جعفر الصادق، وهو يذكر عن أبيه محمد الباقر، وهو يذكر عن أبيه علي زين العابدين، وهو يذكر عن أبيه الحسين. قال: كان أبي يذكر عن آبائه أن أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب كان يقول: إن الله خلق كل شيء بقدر، حتى العجز والكيس، حتى الذكاء حتى الغباء والذكاء، كله بقدر، وإليه المشيئة. يعني الله متصف بصفة المشيئة، ومشيئته غالبة. وإليه المشيئة معناه مشيئته غالبة، وبه الحول والقوة، لا يتحول الإنسان عن معصية الله إلا بعصمة الله، ولا يقوى على طاعة الله إلا بعون الله. هذا معنى كلام علي الرضا رضي الله عنه. الحاكم narrated that علي الرضا, the son of Musa al-Kazim, used to sit in a rawda close to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and people would come to him to ask him. Likewise, the old scholars would come to him. He was a young man at the time when old scholars would come to ask him about matters of the religion. He was asked, Ali al-Rida is among the descendants of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he is the son of Musa al-Kazim, and who is the son of Ja'far, who is the son of Muhammad, who is the son of Ali, who is the son of al-Husayn, who is the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, al-Husayn is the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib and the son of Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Huwa wa kullu abaihi min akabir al-ulama. Himself, Ali al-Rida, and all his ancestors to Ali radiyallahu anhu are among the great scholars. So people used to come to ask him, and among them there were scholars. One time he was asked about Al-Qadr. He answered by reciting three verses from Al-Qur'an. إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُورٍ يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرٍ إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. These three verses are the 47th, 48th, and 49th of Surah Al-Qamar. They mean that the blasphemers will be tortured in hellfire. On that day, they will be dragged in it on their faces, and they will be told, "Taste the torture of hellfire." Then the last verse means everything Allah created it with al-qadr. That is, everything, whether it is obedience or disobedience, belief or blasphemy, is created with the will, according to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then he continued to say, "My father narrated from his fathers that Ali ibn Abi Talib used to say, 'Allah Ta'ala created everything with al-qadr, according to His eternal will, even dumbness and cleverness. His will is over other wills, and no one would avoid sinning except with his will, and no one would be able to do the good deeds except with his help." فهذه الكلمات من علي الرضا ومن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهما من جواهر التوحيد. So these statements of علي الرضا and his great great grandfather علي بن أبي طالب is among the jewels of التوحيد. فالعباد منساقون إلى فعل ما يصدر عنهم باختيارهم لا بالإكراه والجبر. So the human beings will do whatever they do willingly, not without their will. They are not forced to do what they do. لَيْسُ كَرِّيشَةِ الْمُعَلَّقَةِ تُمِيلُهَا الْرِيَاحِ يَمْنَةً وَيَسْرَةً كَمَا تَقُولُ الْجَبْرِيَّةِ. The human beings are not like a feather in the wind that is taken right and left without it having any will. بَلْ لَهُمْ لِلْعِبَادِ مَشِيئَةٌ. Rather, the slaves have a will. لَكِنَّ مَشِيئَتَهُمْ تَحْتَ مَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ. But their will is under the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لَا يَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. They do not will except what Allah willed for them. مَشِيئَتُهُمْ تَحْدُثُ مِنْهُمْ عَلَى وَفْقِ مَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ. Their wills occur according to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَشَأِ اللَّهُ عِصْيَانَ الْعُصَاهُ وَكُفْرَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَإِيمَانَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَطَاعَةَ الطَّائِعِينَ لَمَا خَلَقَ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارُ. Had Allah did not will that some people would be obedient and some people would be disobedient, some people would be believers and some people would be non-believers, some people would have good endings and some people would have bad endings, had it this not been the case, Allah would have not created paradise and hellfire. المعتزلة يقولون يجب على الله أن يفعل ما هو الأصلح للعبد. The Mu'tazila, they say, it is an obligation upon Allah to do what is best for the slave. They say it is an obligation upon Allah to do that. يقولون Allah ما شاء للعبد أن يعصي. They say Allah did not will for the slave to commit sins. يقولون لأنه يجب على الله أن يفعل ما هو الأصلح للعبد. They say because Allah is obligated to do what's best for the slave. لكن العبد عصى بغير مشيئة الله. They say but the slave disobeys without the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. أهل السنة قالوا لو الله لا يجب عليه شيء. أهل السنة said nothing is obligatory upon Allah تعالى. هو مالك كل شيء. He owns everything. ولو كان يجب على الله فعل الأصلح للعبد لخلق العبادة في الجنة. Had it been an obligation upon Allah to do what is best for the human beings, Allah would have created everyone in paradise. لكن الله تعالى خلقنا في هذه الدنيا وخلق جنة ولما خلق الله النار. And had it been an obligation upon Allah to do what's best for the slave, Allah would have not created hellfire. لكن الله خلقنا في هذه الدنيا وخلق الجنة والنار لأن الله تبارك وتعالى يفعل ما يشاء وشاء لقسم من العباد أن يكونوا من أهل الجنة وقسم من العباد أن يكونوا من أهل النار. But Allah created us in this world. Allah created paradise and hellfire because Allah willed for a group of people to go, a part of the people to go into paradise and for another part of people to go into hellfire. وَمَنْ يَنْسُبُ لله تعالى خلق الخير دون الشر, يعني والذي يقول الله خلق الخير ولم يخلق الشر, فقد نسب إلى الله تعالى العجز, لأنه يزعم أن الشر يحصل غصبا عن مشيئته وبخلق غيره على خلاف إرادته. Anyone who claims that Allah تبارك وتعالى creates only what's good and does not create what's bad, then this person would be attributing weakness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because this person would be saying that the bad things occur despite the will of Allah, without the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Against the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is what this person would be claiming. وَلَوْ كَانَ كَذَلِكَ لَكَانَ لِلْعَالَمِ مُدَبِّرَانِ خَالِقَانِ أي أو أكثر. And had it then this been the case, the universe would have had two creators, two gods that manage it. مُدَبِّرْ خَيْرْ وَمُدَبِّرْ شَرْ. One who manages good things and one who manages and creates bad things. وَهَذَا كُفْرٌ وَضَلَالٌ. And claiming that is blasphemy for sure. بل مقالة المعتزلة شر من هذه المقالة. Moreover, the claim of the Mu'tazila is worse than this claim, than the claim of the people who say there are two gods. There are some people who say there are two gods. The majors, this is what they say. هذا قول المجوس يقولون العالم له إلهان مدبر خير ومدبر شر. The majors say there are two gods, one that creates good and the other creates evil. أما عقيدة المعتزلة فشر من ذلك. As for the creed of the Mu'tazila is worse than that. Is worse than that. لأن المعتزلة جعلوا المجوس جعلوا لله شريكا واحدا. المعتزلة جعلوا لله شركاء كثر. The majors claimed that with Allah there is one partner. The Mu'tazila claimed that with Allah there are a lot of partners. عندهم كل إنسان شريك لله في التخليق. According to them, each and every human being is a partner of Allah in creating. وكذلك البهائم حتى البق والببغوث. Likewise, the animals, even the flea and the like, يقولون هي تخلق أفعالها الاختيارية. They say they create the intentional deeds, doings. Intentional doings. فهذا الرأي السفيه يجعل الله تعالى في ملكه مغلوبا لأنه على حسب اعتقاده الله تعالى أراد الخير فقط فيكون قد وقع الشر من عدوه إبليس وأعوانه الكفار رغم إرادته. This silly opinion describes Allah to be defeated, to be weak, because according to this creed, Allah تبارك وتعالى willed for good things only to occur, but things did not go in this universe according to the will of Allah. Rather, bad things occurred according to the will of Iblis, the enemy of Allah تبارك وتعالى and those who follow him, despite against the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. مرة واحد معتزلي قال لي كافر لما لا تؤمن؟ قال الله ما شاء لي. قال المعتزلي الله شاء لك لكن الشيطان منعك. قال إذن أنا مع الغالب. فأسكته لأنه على حسب رأيهم السفيه يكون الله مغلوبا. One time a person among the Mu'tazila told a non-Muslim, why don't you embrace Al-Islam? That non-Muslim said, because Allah did not will for me to embrace Al-Islam. That Mu'tazili replied, Allah willed it for you, but Iblis, the devil, prevented you from that. That non-Muslim replied, then I will be with the winner, with the stronger. And this is where the saying of Al-Mu'tazila leads. It leads to describe Allah تبارك وتعالى of being weak and defeated. لذلك قال العلماء بأن من اعتقد بهذه العقيدة فهو كافر. This is why the scholars said that whomever believes in a similar belief would be a blasphemer and not a Muslim. لأنه كذب قول الله تعالى والله غالب على أمره. والله غالب على أمره أي لا أحد يمنع نفاذ مشيئة الله سبحانه وتعالى. Because المعتزلة with their claim, they belied, they went against the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى والله غالب على أمره, which is the 21st verse of Surah Yusuf, which and it means that no one can stop the fulfilling of the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. أما إذا نسب إنسان إلى الله تعالى الخير ونسب الشر إلى العبد أدبا, ليس على أن الله لم يخلق الشر, لا, إنما من باب الأدب قال مثلا الخير من الله والشر ليس إليه أو والشر من أنفسنا أو ما شابه ذلك, على وجه الأدب لا على وجه أن الشر ليس بخلق الله تبارك وتعالى, فهذا لا حرج عليه لأنه لا يقول ولا يعتقد ما يخالف الإسلام. أي الشر الذي نعمله منا صحيح هذا, لكن هذا ليس معناه ليس بتقدير الله ولا بتخليقه, فينسبه الإنسان أدبا إلى نفسه ولا ينسبه إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. مثل هذا ما فيه حرج. أما إذا اعتقد أن الله خلق الخير فقط دون الشر فحكمه التكفير. On another hand, if someone attributes the good deeds, the occurrence of the good deeds to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is by saying that the good deeds are from Allah, created by Allah, or the like, then he adds to that a statement about the bad deeds that does not have, it does not express that the bad deeds are created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rather, it expresses attributing the bad deeds to the human being without claiming that it is not created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just out of being polite in expressing, then this person, this issue is permissible and this person is not sinful for that. If someone says, for example, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who guided me to the good things, and I'm sorry, for example, for the bad things that I did, or something like that. So he is attributing the bad things to himself, as for the good things, he is attributing them to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what he's saying is correct. The good things are created by Allah. This is correct. The bad things, he did them, which is correct. He did not say they are not created by Allah. He did not say they do not occur by the will of Allah. No, he is only saying that the bad deeds, I did them. Or they are because of the whispers of the devil, or something like that, or because of my bad inclinations, or something like that, without denying that they are created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this case, this person is not committing any sin. It's okay to say that and to do that. وفي الحقيقة يعني هذا أمر معروف بين الناس, and this is something known among the people. الناس لا يقولون إذا دعوا الله, إذا أراد أن يدعو أحدهم ربه, لا يقول يا ربي يا خالق الشياطين مثلا, يا ربي يا خالق القردة والأفاعي, لا يقول هذا, مع أن خالق كل شيء هو الله تبارك وتعالى, الأنبياء والملائكة والشياطين, الذوات الطيبة والذوات الخبيثة خالقها هو الله تبارك وتعالى. كذلك إذا أراد أن يدعو ربه لا يقول يا خالق الشر أعطني كذا. الناس لا يقولون هذا, معروف هذا بين الناس, وهذا لا يعني أن القائل لا يعتقد أن الله خالق الشر, لا, إنما من باب الأدب. This is known among the people. People, Muslims usually, they do not say, oh Allah, the one who created the devils, give me this and this. Oh Allah, the one who created the apes and the snakes and the rats, give me such and such. No one says that. It is not polite to say this. So although Allah is the creator of everything, good selves and bad selves, Allah is the creator, but one does not say that. Likewise, one does not say, oh Allah, the one who created the evil, give me such and such. It's not polite to say it this way. This does not mean that one believes that Allah did not create the evil, or that Allah did not create the devils, or that Allah did not create the snakes or the like. No, but it is using a polite way. That's what it is. This is okay. There is no problem in that. هلا موضوع آخر. لا تستقيم. والله أعلم. الله knows best. بعدين after this another topic comes. تفضل أبو صلاح. وفيك. ويسقين. نعم. إذا مرضت, ما قال إذا أمرضني, مع أن خالق المرض هو الله. نعم. فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. صحيح, صدق, بارك الله فيك. لا يقال كيف قال مثل ذلك؟ تفضل فوزة. يا more than one verse. For example, الزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك. this was a ruling, this is a verse that means that if a woman commits a zina, adultery or fornication, that no Muslim would be allowed to marry her. Only a man who committed the same sin would marry her, or a non-Muslim. This verse was abrogated later by the verse أَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, by another verse in Al-Qur'an. So it became permissible to marry a woman even if this woman committed a zina. For example, there is a verse in Al-Qur'an that says if the man dies, the husband dies, the wife stays in her iddah for a whole year. Then it was abrogated by another verse that says that she stays for 4 months, 10 days. And so on. There are several verses like that. وفيك. يأتي هذا إن شاء الله. أي هو متصف بالعزة, هذا القائل متصف بالعزة. تفضل. لا لحظة, خلينا بس نخلص إذا حد عنده سؤال. Go ahead. Yeah, this is a movement without his will. The last part I didn't understand it. Where is the difference? Is with one's will, but both occur with the will of Allah, and both are created by Allah. With our will, you feel it, you know it. You know when things occur without your will. Yeah, you know that. Now that your heart, come on, your heart beats. Is it something with your will intentionally? No, so you discriminate.
What you feel is what you cannot control.
What occurs, yeah, without your will, you don't direct your will towards it to do it. This occurs without your will.
Are you asking by your will now?
Yes. Of course, with your will.
How will I know that this is a guy? Is there any guy?
It's known. It's like, you know, when you ask me this question, as if you are asking me Tell me, how do I know that this color, the white color, is different than the green color? I can't tell you. This is something you experience. It's clear for you. And that's the same. That's why. What can I tell you more? Wafiq. If someone goes in hardship in his life and he thinks, I'm going into this hardship because I did such and such bad things in my life, yeah, this might be the case. Many times this might be the case. And many times it is not the case. So, but one should be, how do I say it? One should be aware that what one does has consequences. And many of these consequences occur and appear even in this life. I'm not talking about the torture and the reward. I'm talking about consequences. Most of the torture and the reward occurs in the hereafter. Sometimes it occurs in this life. But things have consequences. When you keep eating specific fruit, I will not mention which one, and your body is affected by this fruit, after a certain time you start to forget things, a lot of things, but this is a consequence of what you do. And likewise, if one does bad things, after some time, he will face consequences for these bad things. These consequences might be things in one's body, it might be things in his behavior, it might be things that intercept his way, it might be different things that occur. These things, they have consequences. And likewise, if one continues to do the good deeds, this also has consequences. If one continues to pray in the good way, when he recites Al-Quran, he thinks about what he recites. It's not when he says Allahu Akbar, he thinks about what he says. It's not that he says Allahu Akbar while he is thinking about something else. He knows, he understands, when he utters the words, his heart is occupied with the meanings of these words. With time, this will affect him and there will be consequences for that. And then he will find a pleasure in praying that he wouldn't be finding at the beginning. There are consequences. And if one continues to make a sin after a sin, then this will affect his heart. And after a while, he will notice that, for example, his understanding is getting weaker. His discrimination between things is getting weaker. He might accept things that he wouldn't accept in the past. What one does you know about Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. You know when he saw that dream, don't you? He was a young person, wasn't he, when he saw that dream? You don't know? You know, he was a young person. And the interpretation of this dream, when did it materialize? When did it become a reality? After many, many years. And likewise, you might do something now and you might face its consequences after 10 years. Whether it is good or bad. So one needs to be aware of that. One needs to be aware of that. It's not that we do whatever we want without consequences on our side. Allah yahfazuna. Al-muwaffaq man waffaqahu Allah. Ya Abd al-Rahim, tfaddal. نوع لباس نوع رداء يرتدي به هكذا ورد هذا صحيح في حديث كما قلت فيه أسماء أنزل إليه كتاب فيه أسماء أهل الجنة كلهم وكتاب فيه أسماء أهل النار كلهم صحيح بلا شك الجبرية يعتقدون أن الإنسان ليس له إرادة بالمرة مثل الريشة حتى في فعل الطاعات وفي فعل المعاصي كالريشة المعلقة في الهواء كذبوا القرآن كذبوا الحديث هوني بس حتى كمان قد يعني واحد قد يترك فعل شيء كسلا ما منقول عنه جبري وقد يترك فعل شيء توكلا ولا نقول عنه جبري الجبرية بيعتقدوا أن الإنسان ليس له إرادة أما هو يترك ما يترك بإرادته الأخذ بالأسباب بأسباب الخير مطلوب لكن هذا غير اللي عم نحكي عنه هكذا رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف هكذا بلا شك هذا أيضا لا ينافي أن الإنسان له إرادة وين المنافاة الله شاء أن يريد زي فلان من الناس الخير وأن يعمله ففلان يريد الخير ويعمله فيكون ما عمله فلان بمشيئة الله وأيضا عمله بمشيئته ومشيئته تحت مشيئة الله مخلوقا أما الجبرية ينفون المشيئة يقولوا الإنسان ليس له مشيئة بالمرة وفيك بس أختنا كان عندها تمان أخيرة كتير نعم إيه هذا هذا جاء في القرآن والحديث ما يدل عليه. بلى. مش بس مأمون العاقبة ولا يكثر من المعاصي، يبقى على الحال الحسنة ولو عصى يتوب. هكذا هكذا. وفيكم شو تابع They did not. They were lost. They did not know who's the real. Who creates things? This is it. Okay. What led them to that exaggeration without the proper boundaries? In different things, when one exaggerates in exalting someone beyond the proper boundaries, when one exaggerates in attributing to something or someone things that al-Shara' did not mention, which do not comply with the religion, then this is where it starts to. This is a step, one step after another it goes. Faddali. Yes.
But what about, for example, saying wudu, but if you have to say wudu, or say wudu instead of wudu, or Ramadan
or not? No, calling the. Is this what we were talking about? We were not talking about this. Sometimes you push things. Anyway. Ramadan is the name of the month as it is mentioned in Al-Quran. So you do not call it Ramadan, no. If this is what you are asking about. But some people with time, they took it, how do I say it? With some negligence, they got used to say that. And then it was spread among certain, among few hundred millions of people to say it this way. Yeah? Isn't it? I think in Turkey they say it this way. In certain states close to Turkey also they say it this way. In India, Pakistan and Bangladesh this is how they say it. Few hundred million people started to saying this way. They shouldn't. But don't push these things. First, be careful. When you talk with people, you need to go many times in steps. Some people, they are very very soft, very open, very intelligent. So when you talk with them about something, they immediately think, is it right or wrong? If it's right, they accept it. Some people are like that. You don't need a lot of introductions with them. You don't need. You go straight, they understand. Some people, they are not like that. So you need to go slowly with them. You start what's more important than with what follows, etc. Yeah. But as you said, yeah, you don't call the month of Ramadan, Ramazan. No. This is not how it is called in the Quran. And this is an Islamic name of the month. بارك الله فيكم. One moment, there is one more question. I forgot about it. If one says about something that happens, not even God can change it, this is blasphemy. Because it is attributing powerlessness or weakness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is what it means, regardless of what the person says. Because one says what it means. One knows what it means. The one who says that, he knows what it means. It's not someone who does not know the language and thinks it has another meaning. If one says, God cannot do this, this is an explicit blasphemy. With no doubt about it. This is belying Al-Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Qur'an, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, which means Allah has the power over everything. And this person is saying, Allah cannot do this. This is a mere belying, a clear belying of Al-Qur'an. بارك الله فيكم. نعم. MashaAllah, the same tribe. The same tribe. وفيك. طيب. نهلل.